I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in women across the United States. The good news is that the majority of coronary heart disease cases can be prevented. To talk about ways to improve heart health for women is Dr. Eric Powers, co-medical director of the Heart and Vascular Center at MUSC and chairman of the South Carolina Heart and Stroke Care Alliance. Dr. Powers, what are some of the specific ways that women can lower their risk of heart attack?
The single most important thing a woman can do is to take good care of herself. And that means good lifestyle choices which protect the heart and really protect her health. These include not smoking, avoiding obesity, treating hypertension, treating high blood pressure if it's present, and exercise. And by doing all of those things, women and men can protect themselves from developing coronary artery disease.
And does the research tell us how quickly some of these changes really kick in? In other words, if someone makes changes today, are they going to experience some benefits immediately next year, 5 years down the road? What do we know about that?
There are a number of changes which occur in the body almost immediately, and those immediately have important positive impact on a woman's health, and not just heart health, but health overall.
For women, heart disease is always mentioned as a silent killer. What can you tell us about that?
The risk factors which lead to heart disease have their effects over a long period of time, so that by the time a woman has symptoms of heart disease, the process has been building up for years and years. And that's why it's a silent killer, is that the illness can be ongoing without the patient knowing about it for a long time. And when the symptoms finally appear, they can be severe or even devastating.
And what can an individual woman do to change that scenario that you just described?
The answer is to change the risk factors for developing disease. And that means lifestyle changes so that, for example, if a woman stops smoking, she will decrease her chance of having a heart attack by a third. With diet and with exercise, can probably decrease risk of a heart attack or severe heart disease by almost half. Treating cholesterol and blood pressure elevations in the same way can decrease the risk by probably a quarter or a half. So starting early to treat these risk factors for developing disease can have an enormous effect over a woman's lifetime.
Now let's talk about symptoms. Are there some symptoms that you can mention that might be early warning signs that something is amiss in terms of a woman's heart health?
One of the observations that has been made over time is that symptoms that women have with heart disease sometimes are not the same as symptoms that men have, and sometimes they can be very subtle symptoms. So symptoms like a vague discomfort in the chest with exertion, or being a little short of breath doing ordinary activities which didn't cause shortness of breath last month, or a little fatigue. So there are these very subtle symptoms which women need to pay attention to if they occur.
And a checkup is in order if those things occur.
Yes, I think it's very important for women to have checkups so that if they're having these subtle symptoms, they can describe them to someone who can interpret them and then decide if anything more needs to be done.
Dr. Powers, thank you so much for providing this update about heart health for women.
Thank you very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.